Biden's Build Back Better agenda collapses for now in Democrat-controlled Congress. By Sean Moran on September 30, 2021. President Joe Biden's Build Back Better legislative agenda stalled Thursday night as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, delayed the House vote on the $1.2 trillion so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, according to a CNN report. Multiple reports said Thursday night that Democrat leadership called off the vote on the bill. Pelosi scheduled the House to vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, BIF, otherwise known as the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. However, the vote was increasingly delayed as Pelosi tried to cobble the votes together to pass part one of Biden's two-pronged strategy for social welfare spending and other leftist priorities. Pelosi's roadblock for passing the bill came from House progressives, who said they would block the bill if it came to a vote Thursday. Many leftist lawmakers wanted to have a clear path forward on the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill before they voted. However, after it appeared that they could reach a compromise, Pelosi delayed the vote. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, the chair of the Progressive Caucus, has led the resistance against the Democrats' moderate wing. Jayapal told CNN Thursday night that her progressive wing will not break, and they will tank the bipartisan bill if it comes to vote Thursday night. "I have never seen our caucus so strong. And I am a very good vote counter, also, maybe not quite as good as Nancy Pelosi sometimes, but I'm excellent," Jayapal said. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, the Senate Budget Committee chairman, said late Thursday that the House cannot have a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill while trying to work out the details of many trillions of dollars of legislation. "It is an absurd way to do business, to be negotiating a multi-trillion dollar bill a few minutes before a major vote, with virtually nobody knowing what's going on. That's unacceptable," Sanders said. The vote looked like it was going to be delayed after Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, who has been negotiating with the Biden White House on the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act, said, "I don't see a deal tonight." Pelosi released a Dear Colleague letter to Democrats late Thursday night, saying, "It has been a day of progress in fulfilling the president's vision to build back better. Thanks to so many members and staff, the work is being done. Discussions continue with the House, Senate and White House to reach a bicameral framework agreement to build back better," Pelosi wrote. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.